Okay, today's daf is Shavuos, daf Yud Aleph. Shavuos Yud Aleph, and we started a new sugya yesterday. Let's go back to where we were up to, because that goes through today's blot. So we get into a little kachim today. So Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Ula says the name of Rabbi Yochanan, about 10 lines up on Yud Amid, on Yud Amid Beis. Tamidin Shalahutzrachu Letzibur Niftin Tamimin. Tamidin, that, a carbon tamid, that the tzibur did not need. As we explained yesterday, there were always backup carbon tamids that were ready because you needed a couple of animals just in case there was a mum found in the carbon tamid. Just like we mentioned the halacha that we say slichas 4 days before Rosh Hashanah because we're like a carbon that has to be checked for a mum 4 days before. So every day there's a number of extra carbonates in the offices of the Beis HaMikdash. So at the end of the year, when it comes to Chodesh Nisan, you can't use those animals because those animals are from last year's shkolim. So what do you do with those animals? So Rabbi Yochanan has the chiddush, niftin tmimim. They could be nifti, you could redeem them even though they don't have a mum. They're perfect, beautiful animals, and usually the rule is that perfect, beautiful animals cannot be redeemed from the Beis HaMikdash unless there's something wrong with them, unless they get a mum. Otherwise, they cannot be redeemed. Period. Kedushas Aguf. But the halach is, tmidim that the tzibur did not need, can be redeemed. So Yosef, Rabbah v'kamal al ha-shmaitza, Rabbah said over this, Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Rav Chizda said to him, Man tzayis l'chol, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbah, who's going to listen to you and your Rabbi? V'chi kedusha shebehen l'heichan halcha. Where did the kedusha go? How could a tamim, an animal with a perfect animal, just, you know, be nifta? How is that possible? How is that allowed? So we mentioned yesterday the Sharm Sina Balacha quotes that Rabbi Chizda, in a number of places in Shas, uses very strong language. Now, where'd it go? What's going on? Amar Leis, so Rabbah answers. We're just going to try to keep the players involved. That's what we're reading these couple lines again. Rabbah says, Alo Tizbura. Well, you don't hold of this? You don't hold that sometimes, even if you have something that's kadosh, it could just automatically be redeemed and lose its kedusha? Delo amrina kedusha shaban lahechan halcha, you reject that? Because look at the following, where you also hold of it. V'hatnan, the Mishnah says, in shkalim, moser ha-ktores mahayu osin ba. What did they do with the leftover ktores? We mentioned yesterday, the Gemara in Krisus says that every year, once a year, they made 368 mana of ktores to use. They use one mana every day of the year. Every day they use one mana for the ktores. Pitam ktores. Right? Well, every day they use. So there were three left. There were really more than three left because you go by the lunar calendar. There were 11 left plus three. So on Yom Kippur, they used a little bit more. They used another half a mana because the special avoda of the ktores. But besides that, there was leftover ktores. So what they do? What do you do with the leftover ktores? Again, the problem is you can't just use it for the following year because this ktores was bought with last year's money, and every year you have to buy all the items that we use in the Beis HaMikdash, the animals, the ktores, everything from that year's shkolim. So what do? So the Mishnah described it. Number one, step one, mafrishin. We take out the next word, schar haomnin. We take money, we take the money, and we say this money from the Beis HaMikdash fund, this is the payment for the workers. So we designate, we set aside money to be used, to be given to the workers of the Beis HaMikdash, the umnin. And then what do? Before we give it to them, we just designate it for them. We're mizocheid on their behalf. That's what Rashi says, zechiyah. We're zocheid on their behalf. And then, umachalin osa almos haumnin. And then we take the ktores and we switch the kedusha of the ktores onto the money. Because the money is chulin. The money is chulin. As we said yesterday, we designate it where the kedusha of the money go. That went onto the work that they did. But this money is now chulin. We're going to pay the workers. But before we do it, we switch the kedusha. Now the ktores becomes chulin and the money has kedusha. V'nosen osa l'umnin bischaran. And we give the ktores to the workers, bischaran, as their schar, the chosin, melochan asa mitshu machadash, and then, lo and behold, we say, hey, you have ktores, could we buy it back from you, with this year's shkalim? And in that way, we buy ktores, and it becomes kadosh, and we buy it back with this year's shkalim. That's how they do it. So, says the Gemara, that Rabbah answers back to Rabbi Yochanan, v'yamai, neima kedusha shebehen lahechan halcha. Why don't we say that same thing here? Ktores is full kedusha. So you're bothered. How does an animal, the carbon tamid, leave the Beis HaMikdash and just get redeemed? The same thing happened with the ktores. What's the difference? So Amalei, Rav Chizda answers 1 minute. There's a big difference. Ktores ka'amrit, shiny ktores, the kedushas damimhu. Ktores is different. Don't compare Ktores to animals. Why? Animals have what's called Kedushas Haguf, while the Ktores only has Kedushas Damim. It has value. Its value is related to the Beis HaMikdash, but it inherently is not going to the Beis HaMikdash. What does this mean? This comes up in many places in Shas, the chiluk of Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Haguf. Kedushas Damim is also sometimes called Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. If I give this table to the Beis HaMikdash, right, I say, I want to give this table to the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with this table? So, l'chora, they're not going to use it for anything. So what are they going to do? They're going to sell it. They're going to sell this table to get money to use for something the Beis HaMikdash could use. If I am makdish my a house, what's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with the house? That's not in Yerushalayim. So what are they going to do? They're going to sell the house, and then they're going to use that money. So that house, until it's redeemed, is Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. It's going to be used for temple upkeep, or it's called Kedushas Damim. But when it comes to an animal that's given to the Beis HaMikdash, so that is Kedushas Haguf. That's going to be hooker from the Mizbeach. Those are two different types of Kedushas. And so says the Gemara here, that, says Rav Chisda, don't compare Ketores and animals. By Ketores, you know why it can be redeemed even though there's nothing wrong with it? It could become Chulin? Because it's Kedushas Damim. It's not Kedushas Aguf. That is the Rav Chisda's Taina. We've mentioned in the past, again to review it now for a little bit, Rav Chaim's explanation of the distinction between Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. And it's really a Tosfos. It starts off with a Tosfos. Because there's a Stira in Gemaras. Three blot from each other. So it's not so far away from each other. Three blot from each other. There's a Stira in Gemaras. One daf ayin vav in Baba Kama, and daf ayin tes in Baba Kama. We know there's a concept of tichul mechira. If I steal an ox, or if I steal a sheep, and then I shecht it, or I sell it, I'm chayav dalav vehei. My pasuk abarsh mishpatim. What if I didn't sell it, but I was makdish it? If I gave it to the Beis HaMikdash, am I chayav dalav vehei for that? Is that called a mechira? So it's two Gemaras, three blot from each other, that say just two opposite things. The first Gemara, Daf Ayin Vav, says, Mali Machor Lehedyo, Mali Machor Leshamayim. Yeah, you sold it. Doesn't matter who you sold it to, it's called a Mechira. Three blot later, Daf Ayin Tes, the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Daf Ayin Vav, that line is quoted on Daf Ayin Tes. Ayin Vav, the Maskana is, make when you sell it to somebody, it switches ownership. But when you sell it to the Beis HaMikdash, it was Ruvain's and it still is Ruvain's. It's Mamash Astira. One Gemara says, Hektish is a Mechira. The other one says, Hektish is not a Mechira. So Tosfos right there is Mechalik. It depends. Kedushas Aguf is Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, that's a Mechira. Kedushas Aguf is not a Mechira. What does Tosfos mean? What's the difference? They both become get Kedusha. So explains Reb Chaim as follows in the Grach HaLashas, that when it comes to Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, that's really a change of ownership. Because what am I doing? When I say this goes with the Bedek HaBayis, the first thing I do is that I make this Bailus of Hektish. That's what I do. When I say this field is going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, I'm making this Bailus of Hektish. The second that I, now Hektish owns it, Memela becomes Kadosh. I'm not Makdash it directly, says Reb Chaim by Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. I designate this, I give it to the Beis HaMikdash. It changes ownership, now it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, Memela becomes Kadosh. When it comes, and that's why, that's called a Mechira. When it comes to Kedushas Haguf, that I'm more and less powerful in the same way. Says Reb Chaim, I am directly Makdash it. I imbue it with Kedusha. This animal is going to be Hokrav on the Mizbeach. But you know what? It didn't change ownership. It's still mine. It's my animal that now has Kedushas Haguf that's going to be Hokrav on the Mizbeach. That's why it's not called a Mechira in Dini Mamanis terms. Because it's still mine. Meikar Turu Deruvain V'Hasha Turu Deruvain. That's the difference. Kedushas Bedek HaBayis is different on the books in Dini Mamanis. It's different in Dini Mamanis, and Memela gets Kedusha. Kedushas Haguf doesn't change in Dini Mamanis. It's mine. And I'm Makdish it directly. I am the Makdish. So therefore, it's closer to me, even though it's really farther from me. And you see a number of rayas to this. I'll give you one, and sometimes we don't even realize it. There's a Rashi in Baba in Psachim. Rashi's all over. Rashi in Psachim. The Gemara there says that if I have chametz of hektish in my house, I don't violate Bali Rabbi Yamatze. Right? Because it's not mine. Shalachayta roeh tavalta roeh shal hektish. So that's the limud. Rashi adds in without making a big fuss. Rashi says, You don't violate Shel Gavoa im Hikdish on the Bedek HaBayis. Rashi limits the Gemara. Rashi says, Kachi Bedek HaBayis, you don't violate by Rabbi Matzah. It sounds like if I have Chametz that Kedushas Aguf, let's say a Karban Mincha, Karban Mincha that's Chameis, I want to give a Karban Toda that has, that's mine, I would violate. Why? They're both Hekdesh. Why would I violate by Rabbi Yamatze? Oh, according to Reb Chaim, it's beautiful. Because Kedusha's Aguf is still mine on the books. I'd imbued it with Kedusha, but it's still mine. That's why I'm going to violate by Rabbi Yamatze. Mashenkin, when it comes to Kashi Bedek Abayis, even though it's lesser Kedusha, it's more distant from me, and therefore one would not violate. So that is Rashi Imsachim. There are many other rayas. Just to quote one other one, and then we will continue. Okay, we have a whole separate shiur on this, but one other raya. That it's a mefurish. Came out mefurish in a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Erechin, Vav Ches. What happens if something is already Kadosh, and I want to make it more Kadosh? If it's already Bedek Habayis and I want to make it Guf, or vice versa, can I do that? So says the Rambam. Hamakdash kashi bezbeach lebedek habayis. Let's see, I make something Bedek Habayis. I have an animal, and I gave this. This is Bedek Habayis. I want to give this animal's value to the Beis Hamikdash. Hamakdash kashi mizbeach lebedek habayis. The other way, if I have kashi mizbeach, I have an animal that's going to be given on the mizbeach, and I want to make that into Bedek Habayis, it works. And what do? I value the behema, and I have to pay that value, and I also have to give it on the mizbeach. So if you have something that's kashi mizbeach, it can become kashi bedek habayis more. What about the opposite? Says Reb Chaim, says the Rambam, avala makdash kashi bedek habayis lemizbeach. If I have bedek habayis here and I want to make it lemizbeach now, I want to give it more serious kedusha. Says the Rambam, lo asa klum. Ve'ein hektish mizbeach, ve'lo hacheirim chal al kachi bedek abayis. Why not? Why can't I take a bedek abayis and make it into kachi mizbeach? Listen to the language of the Rambam. She'ein adam makdash davar she'ein shalo. I can't be makdash something that's not mine. It's not mine. Only bedek abayis is not yours. Mizbeach is yours? Exactly, says Reb Chaim. Because bedek abayis is not mine. Dini mamanis, and then the mamela becomes hakadosh. And that's why you can't be makdash your friend's property. You can't be makdash bedek abayis, because it's not yours anymore. That's this Gemara's distinction here of Kedusha's bedek abayis and Kedusha's mizbeach. So says Reb Chisda, back to our Gemara, that Ktores, that's not a problem. Torah is leaving, because that only has Kedusha's Damim, Kedusha's Bedek Habayis. And therefore, it can leave even without a problem with it, Masha'en Kein, when it comes to an animal. There is something specific about Ktoris that I alluded to yesterday, and that is a tshuva of the Radvaz. Tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz writes in a tshuva that Ktoris, I have it here, let me just find it. The Radvaz says in a tshuva that the Ktoris, he was asked, why is that? So he says the following. Kedushas Aguf is something that brings some type of kapara. V'zeh klal gadol, l'kol aroi l'mizbeach achitzon, she'eno ba l'hachshir es hakarban, v'kivet shu ba l'chaper l'avon, roi she'yil l'kdushas aguf. Ava k'tores, what's the purpose of the k'tores? Lo haya ba l'chaper l'avon klal, ela l'havriach koach achitzonios min amikdash. To get rid of the powerful prosecuting forces, k'di isa b'medrash ha-zohar, and he quotes a Zohar, says the Radvaz, Ktoris cannot be Kedushas Aguf. And it's never Kedushas Aguf. Achronim, Rav Yosef Engel here and others pick up on this Radvaz and say, is that really true? But at least this is a Radvaz. It's in Beis, Tafrei, Sadik Zion. The Radvaz that says the Ktoris is a unique type. It not only isn't Kedushas Aguf, but it can't be Kedushas Aguf because it does not serve that function. Okay, that's all in the first three words of today's daf. Okay, now we continue. Says the Gemara now. Elo me'ata. The Gemara says, 1 second. Rabbi says to Rav Chisda, you just told me that Ktoris doesn't have inherent Kedusha, doesn't have Kedusha's Aguf, it only has Kedusha's Damim, meaning its value? But 1 second, Ela Me'ata lo yitipasel b'tful yom. It shouldn't then become pasel by a tful yom. What's a tful yom? It's a Masechta in Shas. The tful yom also, we mentioned this 2 days ago, somebody who was Tameh, who is still Tameh, he went to the mikvah, but now he has to wait till Shkia to become fully tar. He's waiting, maybe he's shivin a kiyah, maybe 7 days, maybe he's waiting 1 day, whatever the case is, he's Tameh, he went to the mikvah, he has to wait till Shkia, like the first Mishnah in Shas. Right? when it becomes nighttime. So they're waiting till nighttime. So that's a tful yom. The halacha is a tful yom is still quasi tame. He's not tar till nighttime comes. If the tful yom touches something, he makes it tame. He passels it. Passel here means he makes it tame, but it doesn't have power to make other things tame. Passel in the world of tuma means tuma only goes one step. That's what passel means. Tful yom touches it, so it's tame, but it can't make anything else tame. So ask the Gemara, a tful yom can only make things tame that have inherent kedusha. The more kadosh something is, the more susceptible to tuma it is. Right? You can't have a shlishi latuma by chulin. You can only have a shlishi latuma by truma. If chulin touches a sheni, it becomes nothing. It's not tame. If truma touches a sheni, it becomes a shlishi. If a karban touches a shlishi, it becomes a revi'i. Because the more kadosh something is, the more susceptible to tumah it is. That's karbanis, that's truma. So says the Gemara, if you're telling me that ktores isn't even kedushas haguf, it's just kedushas damim, that if a tful yom touches it, it should have become tumah. Alama tanya, but we know otherwise. Why do we learn in the Braisa? Natna b'machteshes, if we put the ktores into the grinder, nifselis b'tful yom, it becomes tumah. So why is that? And if you want to say maybe we're wrong on our whole assumption, kol kedushas damim mifsali b'tful yom, maybe we're wrong. Even a low level kedusha, even kedushas damim becomes possible if a tful yom touches it. Is that true? But v'hatzna, we learned otherwise. We learned that a Mishnah in Meseches Me'ila. The Mishnah tells us ha-menachos. When it comes to menachos, karbanos made out of flour and frankincense and oil. Mo'al in Mahem, when does the Isra of Me'ila start? Isra of Me'ila, the whole Masech was about benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash, but something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the sugyas of going into the shade by the Kotel. Might let it purely go into the shade. I'm not downing there, it's just I'm boiling hot, I'm waiting for somebody. So I'm supposed to be waiting up top. Well, can I go into the shade? Is there an Isra of Me'ila there? Right, let's say the Gemara talks about, I love music. Could I just listen to the Levium? Because I love music, not because I'm getting any spiritual high from it. This Gemara talks about, kol marav arech ein bo mishum me'ila. But otherwise, if it's not if it's something tangible, there's me'ila. There's me'ila there. You can't use. If I eat a karban, there's an iser me'ila. So at what point does me'ila start? So ha-menachos, by the karban mincha, mo'alehim behen misha hukdashu. The second that I'm makdish it, that I say with my mouth, this flower belongs to the base of Migdash, I'm giving it as a karban, right then me'ila starts. But Kidshu Bakli, once I put it into the Kli Shares, then something deeper happens. Hokshruli Pasab Tful Yom. Once it's in the Kli Shares, now it can even become Tame if a Tful Yom touches it, Uma Mechusiki Purim, or a Mechusiki Purim touches it. A Mechusiki Purim is a Tful Yom plus. It's somebody who not only has to wait till Shkia, but even after Shkia comes, even if it's nighttime already, he still has to bring a carbon the next day. He lacks his kapara. He lacks his carbon. Mechusar kipurim. So once it becomes, it's kitshu b'kli, so then the tul yom become mikamekatame, and a mechusar kipurim kamekatame, ubalina, and it becomes pasul if it's left overnight and not given, not brought as its carbon. So what does the Mishnah say? We're medaya, kitshu b'kli in, only if it was in the kli shares does it become ro'ui for the tful yom to make a tame. Lo kitshu b'kli lo. But if it was not in the kli, it was just, let's say, in the machteshes, then it wouldn't become tame. Why? Because it's only kedushas damim. So you see from there that if it only has a lower level kedusha, only kedushas damim, it cannot become tame. So we're back to the question, how could ktoris become tame from a tful yom if it only has kedushas damim? So Rav Chisda asked Spector of Rabba, oh, you have a great sheet, Delamai, Kedushas Agufi. What, it has Kedushas Aguf? You want to tell me there's no difference between Ktoris and an animal? Ella, Me'ata, I have a question for you, Tipasa Belina. So if it has Kedushas Aguf, it should become puzzle with Lina by leaving it overnight right after it was in the grinder. You're telling me it has Kedushas Aguf right when it's in the grinder? So it should become possible by leaving it overnight after it was in the grinder. Aloma tanana, we learned otherwise. Hakometz v'halavona v'aktores u'minchas kohanim, all these. Kometz. What's the kometz? When I have a carbon mincha, what do? The kohen sticks his hand into the flour and he rubs off his outer two fingers and whatever's left underneath, that's the kometz, that's what's burned in the mizbeach. Once that's burned in the mizbeach, the rest of the flour is mutter to the kohanim. Right, that's the kometz. The kometz is what's burned. The halavona, the frankincense that's burned with the carbon mincha. The haktores, and the ktores, that's the important one. Uminchas kohanim, a mincha that a kohen brings, you don't do kmitza to. That's all burned in the mizbeach. Minchas kohanim, it's all burned in the mizbeach. Uminchas kohen mashuach, and the carbon of the kohen gadol that's brought every day, carbon mincha. Uminchas nesachim, and the mincha that goes with all karbanis, and the nesachim and the wine, moalin bahen misha hukdashu. All of those me'ilah start right when they're hukdash, prepared by the owner, kitshu b'kli, and once they are sanctified in the kli sharis, hukshu li pasal b'tful yom m'chosiki b'roma b'lina. So what did that Mishnah say? When did lina start? Only after it was in a kli sharis, a real silver kli. Kitshu b'kli in, lo kitshu b'kli lo. So again, we're medayik, only if it's in a kli sharis, not if it's in the original grind or the machteshes. So you see, according to you, Rav Chisda says to Rabba, according to you, it should have kedushas haguf right away in the grinder. It should be subject to the isser of lina right after it's in the grinder. So the Gemara answers, final step, Amar le lina kamrit. What are you talking? One second. You're saying that the ketores should become pasul overnight? Shani ketores, that can't be. Why? Hoel vitsurasa bekal hashana kula. Since its tsura is the entire year. What does that mean? Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. Rashi says it means it never became spoiled. Animals become spoiled. And that's why there's an Isser. The Sefer Chinuch talks about this. Why is there an Isser of Nosar and you gotta eat the carbon in a short amount of time? Because meat becomes spoiled after a couple of days. Torah spices that can last forever. You have spices, right? You have Pesach spices that you take out every Pesach. Why? So when we take out the spices, we're just like, oh, the Torah's never spoiled. So we should see when we see our spices, never spoils. So the Isser of Lina is a function of the spoiling of the carbon. That's why there's an Avera, of an Isser of Lina. The Torah doesn't have that, and therefore it's not a problem. That's how Rashi interprets.
You're saying there's no pasuk in the Chumash that makes an Isser of Lina by Ketorah. So is there an assumption here that Ketorah equals a carbon?
Well, we're assuming anything, but you're right. There's no pasuk, but we're assuming Ketorah is something that's burned on the Mizbech Pnimi. And it's something that's hukrav, so we're expanding that. We thought so. Now we're rejecting it. You're right. Now we're rejecting it. That, nope, there's no Isra of Lina by Ketores because of this. Tosfos has a different reason. Tosfos says that the reason, the Tosfos in the Tosfos Hoel, he has a different shot of Rashi, Lachinir, the fifth line of Tosfos. No, Ketores is different. Hoel vitzirasa kolashan akula, what does that mean? She'ikr mitzvasa bekach la'asos akula betchilas hashana. The Iker Mitzvah of the Ketores is to make it once a year. So you can't say this in Isra of Lina. It says, Lochei Nira, the fifth line of Tosfos Hoel. So, by definition, once there's a Mitzvah to make the Ketores once a year, so you have to say there's no Isra of Lina. That's built into the system. Nothing to do with Ketores becoming spoiled, not becoming spoiled. He didn't like the Pshat of Rashi. He quoted other questions about that. But he says once, you have to do it once a year. So therefore, that is why there is... there was no problem of Lina. Rashi says, Rashi, there is maybe an Issur Rabbanan. That's the Lina that's mentioned in the Brisa. This is Rabbanan, so you don't get confused. But Midaraisa, there is no Issur of Lina. Fine. But the Gemara says now, just getting back to what we said before, so we have this machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chisda. What's the machlokas? Just to summarize. The machlokas Rabba and Rav Chisda is, does Ketores have Kedushas Haguf? That's the machlokas. Rav Chisda says Ketores does not have Kedushas Haguf, and Rabba says it does. Right, and therefore Rabbi says there's no difference between the ketores and the animal that is nifta tamim. So the Gemara says, let's get back to our question though. We call makom kasha v'chi kedusha shemen leichan holcha. Well, we're back to our question. What happened to the kedusha? Whether you want to say it's like ketores or not like ketores, Rabbi Yochanan's din. If you have an animal that's a tamim at the end of the year, it's not needed by Bnei Yisrael, so you can just redeem it without it getting a mum. How is that possible? What happened to... The Kedusha can't evaporate. What happened to the Kedusha? And according to Rabba, you have the same question on the Ketores. Right? According to Rabba, Ketores also has Kedusha's Aguf. What happened to the Kedusha? So I'm a Rabba. Rabba answers the important Yisod. Lev Bezdin Masna Alehem. Literally, the heart of Bezdin makes a condition. Basically means, it's implicit. It's implicit. Im Hutzrechu Hutzrechu. There's a condition built into the system of machzis hashekel, collecting the karbanos, getting these animals. It's built in that kedusha should only remain for what's needed. The imlav, and if the animals that are not needed, that are left in the bikur pen, yulad mayan, that should switch to kedushas damim, and therefore they would be able to be redeemed. This is the principle of Lev Bezdin Masna Aleihem. The Sharm Sharon of Alacha writes, Alashon, Kavanaso, it's not really Bezdin does anything. It means Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the Bezdin. Va'Bezdin HaKavua Heim Shluchei Didan. That's what it means. Lev Bezdin Masna Aleihem. That principle is always used when you want to say, It's built into the system that it's not kadosh, and it automatically will lose the status that it has. Where does this come up? It comes up in a number of places. Before we get to the halakha l'maisa, where this principle comes up, just to mention, though, one important yisod that the Ritva here brings up. The Ritva says, one second, so you're telling me that on the last day of Nisan, once you bring the last carbon tamid, so all the other four or six animals that are left, they automatically lose their status? Doesn't this then get into the huge sugya of Breira? Sugya in Erevin, sugya in Beitza, sugya in Babakama, Breira. Right, what's Breira? Remember, Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. If, do we hold that a future of, a present event, which is unclear, and in the future it will be cleared up, are we allowed to see the roots of that future event now? Right? I wanna drink a cup of wine on Shabbos. But the problem is, I forgot to take off Trumas and Maestros. So am I allowed to designate in my mind, without getting into the Isurei Rabbanan of being Masakin on Shabbos, am I allowed to designate in my mind what's going to be true and what's going to be Meiser, all this? And then Memela, I say what's left in the cup is going to be my Meiser Sheni. Am I allowed to do that? I mean, am I allowed to see the roots of the future action now? Yarshim, they split something up. Am I allowed to see that right when the father died, this was always mine, and this was always yours, and then Mamela, I only have to give Meiser on this and not that? These are all sugyas of Breira that come up. It's one of the more intricate sugyas in Shas. So says the Ritva here. The Ritva says, we paskin, halacha l'maisa, yesh Breira d'rabanan. By d'rabanan, we can paskin yesh Breira, but by d'araisas, we paskin ein Breira. You're not allowed to see the roots, you know, we paskin ein Breira. Breira doesn't work out for d'araisas. Says the Ritva here, isn't this Breira? Isn't this Breira? Memela, once you see which animals were in Hukrav, then they're gonna be free, and they won't have Kedushas Aguf. So says the Ritva, you gotta be Mechalik between different types of Breira. Again, this is what we're saying for Breira now, we're not talking about Breira, but says the Ritva, there's different kinds of Breira. There's one kind of Breira, yes or no. Yes or no. That's the type of Breira, for example, in the Mishnah in Erevin. I make a Tanai. If I wanna go to one of the cities, outside my city on Shabbos, so I can make a Tanai. If I hear something good about the city in the east, I'm going to use my Erev Tchum in the east. If I hear something in the west, I'm going to go to in the west. Yes or no? So that type of Breira, says the Ritva, that's a problem. But what if there's another type of Breira? Maybe I'm going to go to the east. Maybe I'm going to go nowhere. Yes or no? That type of Breira, we hold Yesh Breira by Daraisis. That's the Ritva's Chiddush. Different types of Breiras. If it's either or, two different things, that's a problem. But that's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about this animal's going to be Kadosh or it's not going to be Kadosh. Says the Ritva, that's not going to be a problem with Breira. Again, there's a lot more here, but that's what the Ritva here says. I'll just read it to you. Says the Ritva, V'lo shayach l'hacha lomar, t'bi daraisa ein Breira, ela kemasna al echad mi beiz dvarim, k'demuchachna beduchta mesechad Erevin. Look what I wrote in Erevin. Omi denaka lishna delay bez in masna. Okay. That's number one, Ritva. The Ritva then has another important point. It's not like the Bezdin has to get up and say that this is what. No, it's implicit. It's implicit in the structure of the halachas, and it's as he says, dvarim shebelev ubelev kol adam. Something that's built into the system. That is the Ritva. Okay. Where else does this principle come up of Lev Bezdin Masna Aleihem? As we will see, right now, there are a couple of examples where it comes up halacha l'maisa. The Taz in Arachayim and Hilchas, Tfilin, says the Taz. The halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch talks about there, the Kedusha of the Shel Yad, the Kedusha of the Shel Rosh. The Kedusha of the Shel Rosh has more Kedusha than the Shel Yad, because the Shulchan Aruch said the Shel Rosh has a Shin and a Dalet. It has the Shin on the side, it has the Dalet by the Ritzuos. The Shel Yad only has the Yud. Right on the not on the side of the bias. That's why the Kedusha Rosh has more Kedusha. So you can never change. Let's say one of my Ritzuos rip. Chas v'shalom. Right? So am I allowed to change it? You're allowed to make a Shel Yad into a Shel Rosh, but you can't make a Shel Rosh into a Shel Yad. Because the Shel Rosh has more Kedusha. And that is why, if you play, I remember I told my son, in Israel it's even more common, you have these, tefillin, I forgot what they're called. But like the containers for the tefillin holders. Big in the army. Right? You have to have a big, so, the problem there is, you have to take out your shel yad first. Right? Because you can't touch your shel rosh and then put it down. So when you put it in, you gotta put the shel rosh in first, and then the shel yad. So if you hold your tefillanit, whatever, if that's what it's called, you hold it straight up, then the shel yad is sitting on top of the shel rosh. The shel rosh is more kedusha. So I said, if you want to use it, you just gotta always put it down sideways. You put it down sideways, so then it's one's not on top of the other. They're next to each other, it's fine. But one has to be careful. One, when you're taking it out of the thing, you don't have to hold it sideways, you're just taking it out. But that the Shalrosh has more Kedusha. Anyway, on that Taz, on that Shulchan Aruch, the Taz says, the Imkain, lo yafe osim harben mei adam. You know what a lot of people do I'm not so happy about? They put a lot of different things in their tefillin bag. They'll put some money in there. They'll put some, I don't know, directions. They'll put all the stuff in there. They're going anyways. You know what? I'll just stick it into my tefillin bag. So it's a Taz. But this is designated for a Davar Shebekdusha. You're being Morid HaKdusha. So he says, you know what you have to say? Lave Bezdin Masnalehim. It must be when people get their tefillin bags, it's inherent and they know that they're going to put other things in there. It's built into the system. It must be that people, if you have a dafka for the tefillin, then that's it. You can't put anything else in. So I thought, Lamaisa, a lot of people have the inside velvet bag and then the plastic outside. The inside velvet bag, not too many people put anything else in there besides the tefillin. The outside plastic bag, they do. So it could be mechalik. I'm not sure, but in the inside velvet bag, if people put anything else in there. A mirror. Yeah, mirror, but a lot of people put the mirror in the plastic anyway. But maybe Leib Bez and Masna would only go on the outer bag, the plastic, but not on the inner bag. This is one place where Leib Bez Din comes up. One. A second one is a tshuva of the Truma Sadashan. Truma Sadashan has a tshuva in Sibin Reishai and Gimel, where he talks about Ha'olam Nagu Lehanos Bekama Hanaos Min Hateva. People use the bima to put a lot of things on. People put all different things on the bima, even putting a talus on the bima, putting different things on the bima and other books, and on. He says, at the beginning of the tshuva, im lo hisno lam betchila, if they didn't make a tnai to put anything else on the bima besides the Torah, right? The box of the gabai cards, right? He says, lachorim milsa the pshitahu, the ain't sad heter bedavar, I feel tashmish arai dakrai, it's a problem. And he goes through, we should wear our nizar in this. So, as the Taz did, he said in the second half of the tshuva, it must be Leiv Bezdin Masne. It must be built into the system that we're going to use it for other things. Use it for other things, just like somebody builds a shul, right? The Shulchan Aruch talks about. If when you build a shul, you make a tanai, inherent tanai, that you're going to eat in the shul. You're not supposed to eat in the shul. You're not supposed to do anything else in the shul. But sometimes, when a shul only has one room, you got to have the kiddush there, and you got to have it. So if you built in, that's Leib Bezdin Masne. Leib Bezdin Masne, that's where this principle comes up. The Mishnah Berurah has many examples of this. You can look it up in Kuf Nun Dalin, Sif Lamed Aleph. He talks about putting things in the Aron. Putting things in the Aron. In our shul, now in Beit Shemesh, so in our Aron, we don't have any other place to put the Siddurim, so we store everything in the Aron. So the Chamashim in the Aron, because there's no other place to put it than when we started using it. That's what we started using it for. That's what we started using it for. So the Mishnah Berurah talks about that. He says, what about some of the minhag, the Taz is mefakpek, some of the minhag, either on Hoshana Rabbah or on Simchas Torah during Hakafis, to put candles in the Aron. You don't want to leave the Aron blank, empty. Some people put a chumish there, Aron, is that appropriate? So if you never put anything else in the Aron, maybe it's not appropriate. The fire of Torah, you've got to ask the local posek to know if you don't put anything else in the Aron, is that, but this is Dafka Kibbutz Aron. But again, the post can talk about whether that's appropriate or not because of this discussion. But he talks all about other examples. Are you allowed to take a sefer to lean on if you want to raise up the sefer that you're learning from? All of this has to do with Leiv Bez and Masnan. It's Kufnun Dalet. It's a long Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamid Aleph. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. Well, how does the animal leave without anything? It's a tamim, so it leaves because of Leiv Bez and Masnan. Viter. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, 1 second. V'hamaru da'amar. Abaya says to Rabbah, but you yourself said in Temura, hikdash zachar l'damav, kadosh kedusha zaguf. You yourself said, let's say I give an animal that's a perfect animal to be a karban. A beautiful sheep. But you know what I say? For some reason, I say this animal should be kadosh kedushas bedek abayis. I want to give the animal's value. You know what the halacha is? Says Rabbah, it automatically becomes kedusha zaguf. If it's roy for a karban, so then it becomes a karban. That's it. So says Abaya to Rabbah, you yourself say the second that something is right to be a carbon, it's automatically a carbon. So these animals that were left over, how can you say that they're redeemed? They should automatically become carbonous. So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, no, there's a difference. Ha d'amr l'dmei ola, ha d'amr l'dmei nesachim. If I maklash an animal and I say it should be for d'mei ola, then it's automatic. It becomes an ola. Because you can't make it the value of something that it itself could be used for. But if you're makdish it for domain nesachim, the damim of wine libations, an animal can't be used for wine libations. So it's not automatic there. So here too, the leftovers of the shkalim, as Rashi quotes it on top of Amma Beis, is used for bedek abayis, is used for making things need the structure of the Beis HaMikdash was used for it. The walls, they made silver tins to use. So nothing to do with animals. So that's why it says Rabbah, I'm okay. And even though I say, usually if you're makdash an animal for damim, it's automatic if you're makdash for damim of something that it can be used for. Not of something that it cannot be used for. Good. Next. Eis ve'abaya. Continuing weiter. Parvis also mekipurim sha'avdu. Again, we're still bothered by this discussion of Leiv Bezdin Masna. Now we came up to Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleihem, so we're going to ask from a number of cases, why don't you apply that principle? So Abaya asks, Parvis also mekipurim. If you have the power in the Seir of Yom Kippur, the special Kabbana is brought on Yom Kippur, sha'avdu, they were lost, the hifrish acherim tachtehem. And what happened? We were mafrish others instead of them. Right? They were lost, so we're mafrish others instead of them. And then what happened? V'chein se'irei avodazara sha'avdu. V'chifrish achayim tachtayim. P'sukim parsha shlach. Bezdin paskins that B'nai Yisrael should do avodazara. And most of them do avodazara. And then they realize their mistake. So there's a special carbon brought there. So in all those cases, you lost it, and then you found the original one. So what happens to the ones that were lost? Kulan yamusu, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Those animals have to be left to die. They have to be left to die. Where does this come from? We know from Mesechus Harias and elsewhere, there is a halacha l'moshe misinai. Rashi quotes it here, that there are five karbonos chatas that are called the chatos mesos. The karbonos chatas that have to die. Basically, what they all have in common is that they no longer are connected to their owner, and therefore they cannot fulfill the kapara function. Let's say you have chatas shemesu baleha. Somebody's karbon chayav, karbon chatas, and then they die. So what are you going to do with that karbon chatas? It has to be left to die. It has to be left to die. Chatas that has a baby. A vlad chatas. So it's a chatas, but it's not connected to any sin. Tzmuras chatas. Your maimer. All these cases, there are five cases. And one of them is avad. One of them is like this. So Rabbi Yehuda says, the Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is, that not only does that apply to carbonous yachid, but also to carbonous sibur. These carbonous chatas that were lost, so they have to die. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, no! Yiruch, Yistavu, they say no, let him graze until they get a mum, v'yimachru, then sell them, v'yiplu, demand l'nadava, right? And then their value will fall to bringing nadavas to the Beis HaMikdash, she'ein, chatos, tzibur, mesa. That halacha l'moshim Sinai only applies to carbonous yachid, not to carbonous tzibur. By the way, this is another one of the 100 kashas on the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the Hakdama to Pirshim Mishnayis, there is never a machlokas about a halacha l'moshim Sinai. That's part of the definition of Halacha Moshe Misinai. So this is one of the, right, 100 questions on the Rambam. We find many, many machlokas about Halacha Moshe Misinai. This is one of them. Does the Halacha Moshe Misinai of the Chavasir has a long tshuva where he tries to answer up all the questions. Does the Halacha Moshe Misinai of the Hei Chatos Mesos apply to only to carbonus Yachid or even to carbonus Sibur? So he has a machlokas Tanom about it. But anyway, says the Gemara, V'yamai, why do we have to let it graze till it gets a mum? Why do we have to let it die? Lema lei bezin masna lehen. Just like bezdin is masne by leftover karbanis at the end of the year, why don't we use that principle to say, if animals get lost, they're not kadosh, they lose their kedusha. Why doesn't bezdin do that? Why don't we say that's inherent? Says the Gemara, avudin ka'amrit. What, you're talking about lost karbanis? Shiny avudin de lo shrichi. That's so unusual. The cow of Yom Kippur? Don't you think people are going to be focused on that? They're never going to get lost. Are the animals of Yom Kippur going to get lost? The Kohen Gadol reviews it every day of the week before. So unusual. You can't make laws like Leiv Bezdin, which are general laws. You can't make that for unusual cases. We've mentioned in the past that the Gemara says, Beit Zadavez and elsewhere, Milsa de lo shchicha lo gazer be rabbanan. Most of those shchicha rabbanan wouldn't make gzeiros, right? So if Shechter says there's two points to that. Number one is that they wouldn't, and number two is that maybe even they couldn't. Bezdin has the power to make laws for common, very cases that come up all the time. Bezdin is going to make a law for avudin, and it hardly comes up. You're not going to apply the principle of lei bezdin masnan lei. Says the Gemara. One second, v'harei para to lo shchicha, but para aduma is not so common either. Vitanya, and by paraduma we seem to have the principle of lei bezin masneh. right? Even though it's not so common. Why isn't it so common? So Rashi says there were only 7 during the time of both Batei Mikdash. We spoke about this in a Parshas here, Parshas Chukas. But for Aduma is very, very not common. Very not common. V'tanya, what does the Brisa say? Para niftes al kopsul sheba. If anything goes wrong with the Para Aduma Avoda, it loses its Kedusha. It could be nifte. Mesa, if it dies before you shecht it, tifte, you can redeem it. Tipadeh. Nishchata, if you shecht it in the wrong spot, there's a special spot on Har HaZeisim where it shechted. You could see the Beis HaMikdash from it. So tibadet, it is, can be redeemed. Matza acheres nahemen, if he found a nicer para, let's see if he find a nicer para aduma, which is very unusual. That's what the Ritva says is so unusual. Not just that there were 7, but how many para adumas are there? Are you going to find the nicer one? They paid hundreds of thousands of shkalim to get the one from Dama ben Nesina. How many do you think there are? So if you find the nicer one, tibadet could get redeemed. What do you see from here? Even though it has full kedusha, you can't read it deep. You see, Leif Besen Masen is working here. Shecht al gabei marachasa. Once it shechted on its maracha, on its wood pile where it's supposed to be, so then ein lepati olamis. Once it shechted, it's too late. So then you have to use it for the paraduma. But what do you see from there? Paraduma is not such a common case, and still you see that Leif Besen Masen aleim is being used. Answers the Gemara: Shiny para de kache bedegabayasi. No, paraduma is not close as aguf. That's why. Paraduma is fascinating in that the avoda is not done in the Beis HaMikdash. You would think it's like, oh, it's like the ultimate carbon. You use its ashes to purify us. What an unbelievable carbon. But if you think about it, paraduma is not done in the Beis HaMikdash. You don't burn it on the Mizbeach. What kind of carbon is that? So says the Gemara here, paraduma is classified as Vedek HaBayis. So don't bring me rise that Leif Besen Masen applies to paraduma, which is not common. That's Kedushas Vedek HaBayis. Kedushas Vedek HaBayis, you don't need Leif Besen Masen. Leif Besen Masen, you only need for Kedushas Aguf. There's something important to point out on this Brisa, but let's first finish the thought. So, Ihachi, Mesa Onishchata, Tipadeh, Habinan Hamad Maracha. 1 minute. If you're telling me it's Kedushas Vedek HaBayis, then the previous line doesn't fit. Because it says if it dies or if it's shechted in the wrong spot, you can redeem it. But there's a special din when you redeem something from the Beis HaMikdash, an animal, you have to stand it up. You have to stand it up, Hamada, and you have to be Marach, you have to get its value. You have to stand it up in front of the Kohen. How much is it worth? If it's already dead, you can't stand it up. So how can you say it's redeemable? It says the Gemara Hamani Reb Shimon, no problems. Reb Shimon Shita, Damar Kachim Bedek Abayis Hayibacha Hamadav Aracha. Only Kachim is, I'm sorry, Kachim is Beach Hayibacha Hamadav Aracha. Only Kachim is Beach has to be stood up and evaluated if there's a case where you are redeeming them. Kachim Bedek Abayis Lo Hayibacha Hamadav Aracha. So this Brisa, this Tosefta, is Shita's Reb Shimon that Bedek Abayis does not need Hamadav Aracha, and Paraduma is Bedek Abayis. So far, so good. One more question and answer. E Reb Shimon. If this price is Reb Shimon, the first part doesn't. This, the last part doesn't fit. Ema Seifa Shachta Gabe Marachasa in Lepati Olamis. What does it say? If you did everything properly of the Paraduma, you can never redeem it. But Vahatanya, we learned otherwise. Reb Shimon says it's redeemable even after it's shechted on the Maracha. Where's that? Vatanya Reb Shimon Omer. Para mitama tumas ochlin. Usually the rule is we're going to go with Rashi's pshat of the Gemara. Rashi pshat. If you want to look at a huge discussion of this para mitama tumas ochlin, if you look in Baba Kama daf ayin zayin, take a look. 2 lines of Gemara and it's all Tosfos. This fat Tosfos over here, this is all Tosfos that discusses this Reb Shimon. If you want a whole arichos about this para mitama tumas, that's Baba Kama ayin zayin. So let's just Rashi pshat here. Usually, we know food can become tamei. When can food become tamei? Only after it gets wet. Then it's after it's detached from the ground. If there's a cucumber that's attached to the ground, it cannot become tamei. The second it's detached and it becomes wet with one of the 7 mashkim, yad shach adam, then it can become tamei. Only food can become tamei. But says Rav Shimon, a para is in the same category and is subject to the same rules as tumas ochlin. Usually, Tumas Ochlin is not something that's Asur Bahana. Ask Rashi, how did Reb Shimon say this? It's Asur Bahana. Says Reb Shimon, Ho v'haisel ashasa kosher. Because it originally had a time, before you were maktashit as a paraduma, it had a shasa kosher when it could have been eaten. That's good enough according to Reb Shimon. That's good enough. And had a shasa kosher. V'yama Reish Lakish, and then Reish Lakish continues saying, based on Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says it's like regular food, even though it's paraduma now. Reb Shimon continues and says, Omar Hayy Reb Shimon, paraniftet agabe marachasa. Reb Shimon goes as far as to say, even after it's shechted, you can redeem it. Reb Shimon is very makel in terms of seeing it as a food and being able to redeem it. But what do you see from there? Reb Shimon holds that it can be redeemed even after it's shechted properly. So Reb Shimon can't be our author of our brisa. Fine, the first part you want it to fit in, but the next one doesn't fit in according to Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, you have to go back to the a different answer to the Paraduma question. What was the original Paraduma question? You're telling me that Leiv Bez Amasa doesn't work for unusual cases? What about Paraduma? So the Gemara says Paraduma is different. Ela shiny para, hoel vidameha yikarin. So very expensive. Very expensive a Paraduma. So Leiv Bez Amasa applies to very expensive items, even if they are unusual. Stop there for a minute. Let's go back to the Tosefta that was quoted. So the Tosefta quoted a line in there that we didn't focus on, but if you think about it, it's amazing. You're in the middle of the avoda of the paraduma, and what does it say? If you found a nicer cow, you could switch it. You could switch it. This is relates to a interesting halacha lemaisa machlokes between the Shvus Yaakov and the Chacham Tzvi. The Shvus Yaakov is a little before the Chacham Tzvi. This is the case that he has. The Shvus Yaakov discusses, I'm setting up my menorah on Hanukkah, and I put in wax candles. And all of a sudden, that's what I had, and all of a sudden my wife runs in and says, I found oil! I found oil! And it's a hit or miss to use oil. Once I set up the candles, is that a bizayon to the candles? I already started doing the mitzvah. If you already started to set up the mitzvah, is it a bizayon to stop to do it in a more mehuder way? That's the shayla of the Shvus Yaakov. Malasas, but Madbek Ner Shal Shava Bakosal, Kadela Halika Lemisas Ner Chanaka, Ubosha Hu Asak Bakacha, Vila Shem and Zayas, Emishal Gilderman Aner Shal Shava, Vyavlik, right? Hello, right? So that's the Shaila. The Shvus Yaakov Paskins, you use the wax candles. Don't stop the mitzvah in the middle. So there's the middle. You're doing something. It's Bizayin. Bizayin to this Chafsa Shal Mitzvah. Chacham Tzvi quotes this, it's Sibin Memhei, and says, I'm sorry. You can't compare it. You can't compare it to other cases. He quotes different cases in Shas to this case, and I think you should switch it. You know why? Because by Hanukkah, you didn't do the mitzvah yet. If you're in the start of the mitzvah already, fine, I'll give it to you. But if you didn't start the mitzvah yet, so then you're allowed to switch. And they quote our Gemara, right? Matzacheres nahimena. So the Chacham Tzvi says, that's because you didn't start the avoda yet. Once you start shechting it, you're going to say matzacheres nahimena? No. Before, you could always switch it. That's Matzacher's Nahimena. But that's a machlokas here between the Chacham Tzvi and the Shvus Yaakov. There are other examples of this. Again, once you started the process, are you allowed to switch in the middle? Is it a bizayin to the Chetz Shal Mitzvah that you are involved in? Lulav and Esrog, other cases that might come up. Okay. One other machlokas related to this, and then we will continue and finish up. When we said about the Paraduma being Matami Tumas Ochal, what exactly is the case? So Rashi says Pashup Shat. Paraduma, it's tumas ochel. That means if a dead sheretz touches the paraduma, and then the paraduma touches food, it makes it tame. That's what it means by tame tumas ochel. The Ramban here has a different shot. It says you don't have to say a sheretz was matame yet. The second that you say it's matame tumas ochel, the paraduma can contract tuma to something else automatically, even without a sheretz on it. Why? Because look to the future. This para aduma is going to make everybody tame that it comes in contact with, right? That's the chok of the para aduma. So you see its potential of tuma. Says the Ramban, you don't have to say the sheretz fell on top of it. The fact that it has so much potential tuma in it, so even before it gets to that stage, it's matame other things. It could be matame food. A focus Rashi Ramban here. What does it mean matame tuma sochel? Fascinating. Again, we could talk more about Paraduma, it's koach and it's poal, but that we'll leave it there for now. Let's just finish up this section. Amar. Now we're going to go talk about, why did we bring this whole discussion so far? We started with today, has nothing to do with Shavuos. We didn't get there yet. So it's coming soon. Right now. So Amar, Mesa Tipade, what did we say? That if the Paraduma dies, you're allowed to redeem it. One second. You're never allowed to redeem a carbon if you're just going to give it to the dogs. And here, the animal died, so you can't eat it. It's an avela. So what are you redeeming it for? How are you allowed to redeem it? Amar Mishar Shimishim Ora, for the skin, the hide of the cow. That's valuable. So the kaimi bezin umasu adaiti deora, would bezin make a whole tnai just for the skin? The lay bezin umasu would work just for the skin? Amar of kahana, yes. Amri inshi, people say, migamla una. From a camel, even the ear. Meaning when you got an expensive special animal, they'll take even an ear. That's even the skin of the paraduma is something that is valuable. So what did all this have to do with us? So here we go. Eisvei, Amru lo Reb Shimon. Let's quote the Mishnah from back on the Aves. They said to Reb Shimon, Maushi yikrivu zeh bazeh, you'll have to switch the karbanos back and forth. Amru lo yikrivu, yeah, if you lose one, the regel, the Yom Kippur, all of those. Yikrivu, Amru lo, they said to him, ho'ol in kibaras on shava heichin kraven, but what do you mean? Their kapara is different, how could they switch? Amru lahen, kulan bo'an l'chavra tomas mikdash v'kadashiv. So why did Reb Shimon answer in the Mishnah? Don't worry about it, the karbanos could switch to each other, because they all are in the same category of tomas mikdash. V'yamai, ask the Gemara, Reb Shimon could have had a much simpler answer. You know why the karbanos are allowed to switch if you lose them? Lema, lei bezin masna lein. It's lei bezin masna. Why didn't Reb Shimon say that? It's a much, much, much easier answer. What? Maybe this is avud. Maybe this is avud. That's why it's not shchiyas. Kasha, the Rishonim deal with it. The Gemara gives a different answer, though. Reb Shimon kamrit. Reb Shimon lesli, lei bezin masna lein. Reb Shimon argues on that principle. That's it. The Amar Avidi, Baravan, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Yochanan, Tamidim, Shlohut, Shacholet, Tzibur, L'divir, Reb Shimon, Niftin. Reb Shimon argues on everything we've said the last plot. If you have the leftover animals at the end of the year, it cannot be Nifta. Reb Shimon says, he argues on the principle. Ein Niftin, Tzimim, L'divir, Chachamim, Niftin, Tzimim. Says, ho, Shach V'tarya was brought for this Kasha and for this answer. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. I'm not sure when the Shir is going to be. Hopefully tomorrow night we'll get it up. I don't know exactly. I'm going to be away tomorrow, but Ad Hashem, it'll be up at some point tomorrow night. I hope, Ad Hashem. Worst comes to worst, we'll do it early Friday morning, but we'll try to get it in tomorrow sometime.